Page Reish Lamed Gimel, second paragraph, right? Okay. Shema Kosev B'Sefer Torah Ba'ayim Rabsi. V'chein Adalet Shel Echad B'Dalet Rabsi. As a large ayin, a large dalet. Every letter of the Aleph Beis has one place in Tanakh where it appears in large version. Now, since we don't have klaf of ksuvim, so we're not so fluent in it. Rab Tzadik, of Hasidic fame, started writing a sefer on Oisiyos Rapsi, on the large letters. In other words, he's going to explain each place a large letter appeared.
He knew,
I guess if you take a Tanakh and you get to it, one thing about Tzadik, even though he was a Hasidic Rebbe, he was a Baki in Tanakh. If you look in his Svarim, they have a very good Mavteach. When I do Nach, I look for Bshurim, I go through, he talks about Shlomo HaMelech, he has a lot, and about the ladder. What? He started all of the greatest Hasidic Rebbes started as Misnag. They have sort of both the best worlds. Yeah, but he never got past, I think, the first two or three letters. Well, maybe he did, and the Chassidim didn't reprint his Svarim because they were on Nach, so I don't know. I mean, they printed the other ones. I don't know. Most of the Svarim, interestingly, that Tzadik, all of the Svarim that he wrote before he became the leader of Chassidus. He was the leader of Chassidus the last 9 years of his life. He died, I think, in 1900. And he wrote all his Svarim when he was known as a Talmid Chacham, but he was not the leader of Chassidus. He became, about, I think it was 9 years before his Patira, he became the leader of the Chassidus, and from then on he didn't write anything. It was Peshischa, it was Polish Chassidus. Polish Chassidus broke off from Russian Chassidus. And he had a lot of followers. It was the intellectual branch of Hasidim. When it was Ger and Alexander. Alexander was the biggest Hasidus in Poland before the war. And it was bigger than Ger. And
you were bigger than Ger?
Alexander was bigger than Ger, so Rabbi Wein says. I wasn't there. He says Alexander was bigger than Ger. And what? Yeshver. He remembers Big Island. Yeah. All right. At any rate, my point was he has on the whole all the Oisius Rabsi, what exactly they stand for. Or at least two of them we should know, that Shema has a big ayin and Dalet, Echad has a big Dalet. It's actually that way in the Siddur, I don't know if you realize, but there's some things we look at every day and
don't realize. Where do they come from, the Oisius
Rabsi? All of them, all the Oisius Rabsi are L'Moshe M'Sinai. Come from Halacha Moshe M'Sinai.
Oh, wow.
And what's the first one in Tanakh? The first large letter?
Beis
of Bereshis. Beis of Bereshis. No, sometimes you think it's the way you do a book. You do the first letter big. But there's a Sefer Shari Ephraim, which has the rules of Kriyas HaTorah and the laning. So he has rules, in one of his parakim are rules on the order of the Chumash. The first rule in his set of rules is the Beis of Bereshis, that if you have a Sefer Torah that doesn't have it large, it's kosher. He says the same thing is true for all changes in letters. There are places where they add dots on the letters, or if you hold Vav Ketiyah is supposed to be cut. All the Shinuyim in letters don't pass the Sefer Torah if you don't do it. That's his first cloud. It's good to know. What?
It's no big letter at the end of Zosar Bracha. The end of the Torah is no big letter.
What is no big letter at the end of Zosar Bracha? I don't know. We could always change it.
Yeah,
it's true.
But if it
okay.
came from
Halacha
L'Moshe M'Sinai,
right?
Why would it
apostle? Oh, so that's part of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, is that it's what we call it beautifies the Torah rather than is ma'akim in the Torah. It's a type of beauty in the Torah. It's true, most Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is a ma'akim, but not all. Getting back, Shema Kosev B'Torah B'Sefer Torah Ba'ayin Rabsi. V'chein ha'dalet shel echad b'dalet rapsi v'hine. Ha'dalet rapsi muvenes. Speaking now in a very balbatish way. He says, a big dalet, I understand, k'dei sh'loit t'schale chas v'sholem b'resh. So someone shouldn't read chas v'sholem acher. To say acher, that's bad. Sh'az t'ya nira chas v'sholem ke acher. Ulum ha'zem atzinu. Kiloisi shtachavela el acher, Bereish Rapsi. Look at that. In Parashat Kisiso, when it says, don't bow to other gods, Acher is also a big reish. Shaloiti and Nira Kedalit. Ubiya Maron, Rav Shamsho Fol Hirsh, Sitzal. Sha'ois reish, Shalacher, Hamayra al Ribui Elokus, which would show on many Elohus, actually, of gods. Ein Lochud Elohi Agula. The reish is rounded. Hamramezes al Yosa Noyach Vinoyim Ban Hogashal Vita Veritzui. It's something which is easy, come and go. It doesn't have a, it doesn't have defined boundaries. It has a sharp corner which shows al initia by yichidusa b'leip sharis. Something that's crisp and clear. Now, we are accustomed to a dalid the way it's in, printed in our svarim. And the way the truth is most dalids are written, and that is that the top protrudes past the regel, right? A dalid has the 1 foot and the roof. And the roof protrudes on the right side, to be a dalid. Now, a dalid does not need to protrude. One of the things that, Rav has to know, for example, it's kosher as long as it's squared off. As long as it's squared off, it's kosher and lehepach. You have a reish that's squared, even if it doesn't protrude, it's puzzle. Because the kashrus of the dalid is to be squared off. So what he's saying is that rounded means however you do it, it is good. There's no precision to it. A dalid is merames, I think that's precise, crisp, clear, it's bleep shareis, that's merames to echad. So that explains the dalid. Omno inyan ha'ayin rapsi. What's the inyan of the big ayin? Kasha lahalayim. It's hard to explain it. Umarim shamshufal hersitzal kasev shuulai ba lalamed. Maybe the large ayin comes to teach. Shiyad yishaodam ha'ayin kadesh lo yikra k'may aleph loshin shema chas v'shalom. You should notice the ayin. Read it like an ayin, not like an aleph. Now you and I say an ayin and aleph exactly the same way, which is the Gemara calls inappropriate. The Gemara says that they were kayanim that they didn't allow to duchen because they said yo'er with an aleph and yo'er with an ayin the same way.
And
yo'er has an aleph, but they pronounce it the same as yo'er with an ayin. How do you pronounce yo'er with an ayin?
Yo'er.
So we pronounce it the same way. So it was sometimes painful to listen to Rabelsky laning. Because when he laned in a strange place, and they'd have a bakaira, he would lane our Hebrew. When he laned in camp or in yeshiva, it was something very painful to hear him lane. The words sounded so strange. His ayins were like ayins. And Grada, laning this Shabbos, my shliba's away. A young man from my shir is laning, and he, Grada, does the ayin. I told him to tone it down a little bit. But if you listen carefully, you'll see he says ayin instead of ayin.
No.
Yankees don't. It's there are very few who do it.
Yossi Asher used to do that. Who? Yossi Asher, when he laid, you felt you wanted to commit
suicide. It was slow, is that it?
Slow.
Okay.
Nebuch.
I bet you he davened that way too. Okay. Back to what he's saying. So he's saying that the ayin is, it should be shema, listen, rather than shema, perhaps. When we say shema, we're saying testimony. We're misyaches to the incredible maimir of Matan Torah. Hashem be'emes ha'isa kabbalaseinu v'diyaseinu v'mitziyusei izbarach b'b'chinas riya. And we saw God as one sees something. That you have begun to see, to know through seeing, Hashem u'alakim. L'chein v'cholam royim es ha'koylois. The pasuk says they could see the sounds. Nimsa she'shma ha'ya ba'ayin. Look at that, that's cute. That the shma was with an eye. L'chein nichtav ba'ayin rapsi. Therefore, it's written with the ayin rapsi, and that's the Now, so he's saying is the ayin of Shema comes to tell you they listen with their eyes. Normally you can't listen with your eyes, and that's, now the typical large ayin, large dalid is that it spells aid. Shema Yisrael Shema Echad, we say aidus, like saying testimony that Hashem Echad. V'hine kolach b'Yisrael matzer emunaseh b'kadosh baruch hu. Each Jew proclaims his faith in God. Because our souls were there when the Torah was given. That was the greatest revelation of God. And there everybody recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius. And therefore everyone proclaims to all the Jewish people, Shekibalti ha-Torah machpas ha-yosi chelik mechol kahal adas Yisrael, v'loi shahayisi sham ani levadi, and not that I was there alone. V'av shabashas va-antorah sham kol nishamas Yisrael, v'komakim ha-bas ha-gid ve-etzim shali loi ha-yosham, even though the nishamas were there, the bodies were not, v'yisi sham rak ha-chelik bilti nifra meklai Yisrael. I was there as a part of Klai Yisrael, l'chein omrim b'hagadah. And therefore we say in the Haggadah on the night of Pesach, Kivan Shaisi Asra Min HaKlal Kofa Be'ikr. Shoi Kol HaAmuna Miusedes Al HaKlal Kuloi Shal Klal Yisrael. Our faith is based on the congregation of the Jewish people. Shekiblu B'Torah V'Shamu Anoichi V'Layiyah M'Pi HaGavura. V'Kairi HaShema K'Kairi La'atzmai V'Omer Shema Hareini Chelak MiYisrael. A person proclaims that he's part of the Tzibor, and for the thousands of years of the existence of the Jewish people, through all the periods of our history, every individual is similar to those before him, it's one calling out of the Jewish people. So what he's saying is that the Shema Yisrael is a proclamation that goes back to Matan Torah. And Klal Yisrael was able to be Meira Be'etzba. Rav Volbi has two volumes of a sefer. It's called Alei Shor. The first volume was a very well received. Really, his fame came from the first volume, and it was the end of his life. He published the second volume, which, even though people like me like to just browse and go to Mafteach and find something on the parasha, really it wasn't written for that. It was written to be a program in order. I mean, it's about 500 pages, a program of Musar, not Musar as much as Machshava, of recognition of Hashem. And then throughout the whole Seder Advarim, it's built in a very, an interesting way. I don't know, besides this Talmidim, anybody actually spends the number of hours that are needed. But his last section, I believe it's the very last section, is, he says that a person has to get to a point where he has, I think what he calls hanhogas hanoichach. Hanhoga, behavior, hanoichach. Noichach is when you talk to somebody. Noichach means he's facing you. First person. He's what?
Opposite.
He's opposite you. No, he's opposite you. And Hagas HaNoichach means that after all your avodah and serving Hashem, the goal is to feel that it's me and God is facing me. And that there's a relationship. And when a person is able to do that, then davening is a different davening. If you have the sense of a Kaddish Baruch Hu being there, chesed is a different chesed. If you have a sense, that's Hagas HaNoichach. Shema Yisrael of Matan Torah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol revealed himself at Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah in a way that people sensed the presence of God there. And that sense of presence is what he calls Hanhagas HaNoichach. The idea of facing you. Rav Schwab will talk about this concept. He doesn't call it Noichach. By Ani Hashem Lekechem. It's going to take us a while to get there. But he says, that's the Ani Hashem Lekechem. Whenever God says Ani, he means, it's me. I'm right here. Ani Hashem. That's why Anoichi Hashem Elokech is the beginning of Seres Hadibris. Ve'era, when Parshas Ve'era, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Maishi says, Amar Lahem, Ani Hashem. He says, tell them, Ani Hashem. What's Ani Hashem? Like, I'm introducing myself. The introduction is meant that there should be a relationship of Noichach. So that's what he's saying about the Shema Yisrael, is a personal testimony as part of Klal Yisrael that a person says that Hashem revealed himself to us. So that's Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu we'll get to on Monday, God willing. Next week, Monday and Tuesday, I think, for wedding Thursday. Weber is Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday.
What? Thursday.
Thursday
night
is...
The strangest thing is one of the chips on my shoulder. Wednesday night they play music everywhere. They play music Wednesday night all over Flatbush. You're not allowed to have music. Bishop Guri even said you shouldn't get married then. Because Hasidim who keep till Shavuos, they have 33 days without Lag BaOmer, so the whole Lag BaOmer is mutter. Those of us who only keep till Lag BaOmer, we need Mikseh Seyem Kekulai. Not allowed to take a haircut the night before. You have to wait till after Shachris, just like a Shiva ends after Shachris, that day list ends after Shachris. This whole business with all this music and dancing and the fires, like the Chassidim, you know, they hold it's okay, so what do they care if they play music
people? He's taking his kashrus on Wednesday night.
So Bishas Atchak, it says that it's mutter. Ramesha said that it writes that a person should do it better than push it off. Do it better than push it off, but it's not really, it really not supposed to be, really supposed to be, it's supposed to be Thursday.
Which was
it's an interesting question. I think Masharah Shivcha Yom seems to be was a greater revelation, because there it compares it to Yecheskel ben Buzi. But it was less purposeful. It was the existence of God. At Mount Torah, it was purposeful. It was a... Some Sefer gave, Friday night, he gave a Ramban shir. And once they asked him, why is Shiv Chalayam? Why did he get to see Hashem. So I think Shimon Sefer was the Chassam Sefer's youngest son. So he was sitting on his lap. He said, Abba, let me answer. Or Daddy, whatever, Papa, let me answer. So he said, answer. So he said, Papa, if you want to send a letter to someone, you send it with the maid. The maid is illiterate. So you put the letter in an envelope, you don't have to lick it. You can give it to her, reach, you can't read anyway. But if you're going to send a letter with me, I could read. You're going to seal it when you send it. So the same thing. The Shifcha saw Alayam. Why do you care if the Shifcha sees it? She doesn't know what she's seeing anyway. So she could see it. And that's the way it's right.